From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, businessman Donald Trump has accepted the nomination for president of the Republican Party. Then he spoke to the party's convention, painting an America in dire straits. He described himself as the only candidate capable of making America safe.
We will be a country of generosity and warmth, but we will also be a country of law and order.
Trump used his Thursday night address to denounce Democrat Hillary Clinton as part of a political class causing the nation's troubles. His speech on the closing night of the Republican convention marked his highest profile opportunity to unite his fractured party and calm concerns about whether or not he was prepared to be president. Hillary Clinton will accept the Democratic Party's presidential nomination next week. Turkey says it will suspend the European Convention on Human Rights during the three-month state of emergency it's declared to purge perpetrators of last week's failed coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the state of emergency's purpose is to be able to take the most efficient steps to return democracy and the rule of law. Turkish leaders said the armed forces would not take control of the country during this time. A pro-government Tuareg militia group is reported taking control of Mali's northern city of Kidal after fighting broke out between the militia and a coalition chiefly made up of former Tuareg rebels. Tuareg separatists briefly took control of northern Mali in 2012 before Al-Qaeda-linked militants drove them out. This is VOA News.